Nesiv Shalom Kufay Chas. Says the Nesiv Shalom, Verayun Nifla Nimtza B'Sefer HaKodesh Be'er Mayim Chaim. There is a tremendous thought that is found in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, which is the same author as the Sefer we learn on Shabbos morning. It's Durish Shal Shabbos. Shemifarish Ma'amer Ne'imzimir Yisrael, he explains the saying of David HaMelech, Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha, which literally means please Hashem, because I am your servant. But Derech Moshel on the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains this pasuk with a parable. The Melech Adir Sha'imid Bi'ir HaMelucha, a very strong king that stands in the in the city of the kingdom. Cholasorim Asagonim Apartamim Ma'im Demimino Im Esmoilim Medubashim Medbigdei Pe'er Sheish Ragamim Meshibotim Chalav Ne'yokar. And all of his ministers and guards and so on stand on his right and on his left clothed with beautiful garments of linen and purple, adorned with all types of precious stones, crowns on their heads with all different types of rubies, and then the king himself, the king himself, his crown and his garments, you can't even describe the glow and the beauty of these garments and of his crown that illuminate the surroundings. And in the middle of this situation here, it's overwhelming, awesome situation. Nidchak ani echad hamaseiv al psachim, a pauper who goes around door to door, pushes himself in, lovish bigdei schovos mitulaim, wearing tattered clothing and patched up clothing, and he says to the king, Ani avdecha, I'm your servant, mukhan la'avda eska, I'm prepared to serve you. He'll be a laughing stock in the eyes of the kings and the ministers. And they'll get upset with him. Who are you? Who are you to say to the king that you're his servant? These ministers are his servants. You're not even worthy of washing the feet of one of his ministers. And the moral is understood. Because anybody who has, I don't mean anything, but I'm just reading the word. Anybody who has any brains. You step right into that.
I'm still waiting to hear it, so let's hear it.
Anybody who has any intellect to understand a little bit of Hashem's greatness, the greatness of the Creator, the King of all kings, his servants are the sun and the moon, the stars and the constellations, Avodav Alfei Alafim Kitos Malachim, and his ministers are the tens of thousands of groups of angels of Serafim, Vayfanim, Chayis HaKadosh, different levels of angels, V'kulam Ka'ayin V'Efes Neged Oilemes Al Yonim Atzilus Elamale, and all of these are are nothing compared to all the upper worlds from Atzilus and above. That's what the Rebbeinu Shleilam Kriyachal is surrounded with. How can a person of flesh and blood, that comes from a smelly drop, a physical being, how can such a person just go and say to Hashem, "I'm your servant"?
What's upper world about
Atzilus? What is above Atzilus? We have no idea. We just know that it's anything above anything that is beyond our grasp. Anything, it's way beyond our grasp. Just, and all the angels are. What we do know is every world corresponding to the world above it is nothing. How can a person say to Hashem, "I'm your servant"? He deserves to be thrown away, and he should be withheld from coming close to the Kodesh. And it is towards this that David HaMelech says, "No, Ani Avdecha ben Avasecha. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant." Ki Omnam, because.
So David HaMelech has no brains.
No. You're in good company. I'm your servant, the son of your maidservant. Ki Omnam, meaning. Ki Omnam, ani betzaratmi. Because I, unto my own, in Hiroilius of Dech, even though I am totally unworthy to be your servant. It just happens to be, the fact is, that I am the son of your maidservant. Meaning, Hashem, I was born in your household. And I totally belong to you. No matter how degraded I am, so I will gather the audacity to ask of you, to give me the ability to serve you. Kashrim Lavavi, as I understand, Ein Shamarichas. Meaning, Bnei Yisrael are, we have been servants of the Rebbeinu Shlom ever since Avram Avinu, Avram Yisrael and Yaakov, and from that point on, we're born in the king's palace. So
it's not such a capital muscle to the other one, because the other one was it's an
edge. Right, so he's saying, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, why David HaMelech said, "Ani avdecha ben amasach"? Why does he add the words, "I'm your servant, the son of your maidservant"? So he says, David HaMelech is saying, how do I have the audacity to say to you, "Ani avdecha"? Right? According to that mashal, he deserves to be thrown to the dogs. Right? No, "Ani avdecha," the reason why I have that ability is because ben amasach.
Doesn't he say, "Work of your hands"? Hashem is even better than anything.
What?
Hashem can make us, whereas a king can't make us. We are the works of Hashem's hands.
That's what he's saying, Ben
HaMasechah.
No, because it's even more than that.
Again?
If a flesh and blood king, he can't make the servant. Here, Hashem made us.
Therefore?
That's even more than being a son of a maid servant.
Well, Hashem made the cockroach, too.
They don't have recognition. They don't have the ability to come to Hashem and say, "What
service?" I hear. But we have none of us have recognition of what Hashem really is. And I guess anybody can say, "I will serve you," but we have to have any idea what we're serving. Who we're serving. Huh? So David HaMelech is is excusing his chutzpah by saying, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I was born into this. And we have to say that for a ger, that the fact is that the neshama of a ger is a Yiddish neshama. That's why the ger is drawn to Yiddishkeit. So basically, he's also born into it. So the he is born with the Yiddish neshama.
We don't strive for it, and don't think about it, because we're already there. So we become more stupid.
You could, or you could look around and decide to figure out what it's all about.
Well, if you're there since the minute you were born, you were brought into it. It's normal. It's normal.
There, okay. So that's true. That's the advantage of the BT or the FFB, right? But it doesn't mean that we're doomed. We still have the ability to figure out what's around us and to strive for it. I told you the story of the Sfasemis. Sfasemis became Rebbe when he was 18 years old. His grandfather was Nifter, the Chiddush HaRiyah, the first Gerer Rebbe was Nifter. And he was 18 years old at the time. The Chiddush HaRiyah had 18 children, and they all died in his lifetime. So the grandson was the next Rebbe. So when the Chiddush HaRiyah died, the Sfasemis was 18 years old, he was the grandson, and he was the next Rebbe. So, you know, there were Hasidim there that were triple his age, or maybe quadruple his age. Yeah. he felt a little bit, he felt funny that he's the Rebbe and he's older Hasidim, and the Hasidim felt equally awkward about the situation. So at the first Tish, when he was Yefir Tish, and all the older Hasidim came to the Tish, so the Sfasemis said, he started out by saying, I'll tell you a story. He said there was a person, a group of people that decided to climb Mount Everest. And they're climbing, and it's so difficult. And they persevere, and they finally get to the top of the mountain. And they get up to the top of the mountain, they see there's a little boy running around on the top of the mountain. So they say to the little boy, how did you get here? We worked so hard, we've been climbing this mountain for weeks, months, whatever it is, and we just got here now. How in the world is it possible for you to get here? So he looked up at them and said, guys, I was born up here.
That's a good story.
So the Sfasemis said to them, you know, I'm sure you're all wondering how I could be right there. I was born up here. And there are levels one above the other depending on the emotions of the heart of a Jew. Whether he feels like a servant, maybe more so if he feels like a child. He feels like he's a son before his father, the king. Because the neshama of a yid comes from the beneath the Kisei HaKovod, the Holy Throne. Eicha ben Shofal v'Nivze, and no matter how the sun might, no matter how lowly the sun might be, Harayu Chelik Elikam Imal, he's still part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Shlalem himself. V'Afilim Hu Ben Mifager Haray Oviv Merachem Olav Oidi Oiser, and a child that is handicapped that has more compassion from the father than the child who has the capability. With the power of all this, a person can gather the courage to come close with tefillah and tachanunim with a torn heart to the Rabbeinu Shlom. Okay, Mamar Shlishi. Mamoda Hamerkozi Shal Tfila Bavoidas Hashem. The title of this chapter is the center. The center of Avoda, that tefillah holds a very central position in Avoda Hashem. Yeah, the central position that tefillah has in Avoda Hashem. Kosav Harav Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital writes Bagdomas Eitz Chaim in the introduction to his Sefer Eitz Chaim. He's gone with the word of the Alba Psicha. We already mentioned his words in the introduction. Shevedoyrais Elo, that in these generations, Shavirim Nizgashmum and Nisrabu Ayedei. See in the psyche, brought in the psyche.
Yeah, probably how you understand how I feel.
I'm just here in a second. Probably that the atmosphere and the air has become a gushim, has become physicalized.
What?
The atmosphere has become very gashmiistic. Because it is impossible, says Reb Chaim Vital. It is impossible for the person to be spared from his Yetzer Hara. No, it's not. Don't close the book here. V'pnei sheyesh ba'odam nefesh ruach neshama, says Reb Chaim Vital, because every person has nefesh, Ruach and Neshama. Three levels of soul. Ma nefesh hi tachtoina hatvua beguf. Okay, that's
because he has a hard time hearing.
Oh, I could switch with him. You want to switch?
No. Okay. V'hanefesh itachtoina hatzvua beguf. The nefesh is the lowest level, and that is gives. That's just the life force that gives the body its life. That's the same nefesh that the animal has, and the same. It's the same life force that the animal has. That's called the nefesh. The only way to purify it is through tefillah, through davening with kavanah. This is what Reb Chaim Vital writes. Again, what he says is that the air has been contaminated, the atmosphere, the world is a very physical world, and it is...
When do you live?
Wait a second. And it is impossible for the person to be spared from the Yetzer Hara. The only way to be spared from the Yetzer Hara is through tefillah v'kavanah. Ma'amar zeh, says the Nesiv Shalom, these words of Reb Chaim Vital, nichtav kvar lifnei me'ois bashanim, was written hundreds of years ago. Bidordea, in a generation that was a knowledgeable generation. He's talking about the generation of the Arizal. The Arizal, the Bais Yosef, the Al Shech HaKadosh, the Bishleim HaAlkabetz. It was...
16th century.
Okay. 16th century. It was a generation full of tzaddikim and gedolim. And so what can we say?
The world's been physical ever since it was created.
The more averes that are done, the more materialistic people become. They affect the world atmosphere.
Spiritual atmosphere, you're not talking about physical atmosphere, by
the Dharma Mabel, right? It says that everything has to be destroyed. Everything. The animals, why did everything have to be destroyed? This is the same concept. The people, through their Averis, can not only contaminate themselves, they contaminate the air around them, the earth, the everything.
You have to come here in darkness and wipe out the whole city also.
You only wipe out the people.
Isn't there a place you wipe out the whole city?
What
is a place if...
You're right. The houses and everything up front.
What about that? You can purify nefesh so the davening knows it. Why not purify nefesh? It just serves the purpose it was, so to speak, created. It just gives the body physical life.
Right. But,
which? How do you?
Oh, yeah, that's the. So we a person. Person has the ability to make his nefesh habahamis holier. Realizing that everything, that all our koyches come from the Rabbi Nishleilam, that the nefesh is naturally drawn down, draws a person downward. Through tefillah, a person can reverse that. That his nefesh shouldn't pull him in the wrong direction.
It's nefesh's job, so to speak, to pull us.
Right. And our job is to transform the nefesh.
So a cockroach also has a nefesh.
Right. Yes. Well, the cockroach doesn't daven.
So how do we know?
Right. He probably sings shira, though.
Say that he sang Shira when it went
everywhere. Every being in the world sings Shira. Oh, we don't know what that means exactly.
No, no help. They need your help.
Hine. Ike mokai machizus hara kibemidas atchuka. Now, the main place in the person that where evil has its grasp is in the midah of desire. That is where the main grasp of evil is in the person.
Excuse me, Rabbi. And also, Kakarosh only has a nefesh. He doesn't have
doesn't have a neshama, he doesn't have ruach. Yeah. Only right.
Well, what we're talking about, nefesh.
No, but nefesh is only the lowest part of the human neshama.
Right.
As you mentioned, kakarosh only nefesh. He doesn't have anything else.
Nefesh is what we're talking about now. So that's what
right. So the nefesh can be transformed. Our nefesh can be transformed.
No, but his nefesh cannot be transformed.
The cockroach's nefesh cannot right. be transformed. So
right.
Cannot.
Cannot. Be.
That's what you just said.
Okay.
He doesn't need to do anything. We do.
You know, right. The main place where evil has its grasp on a person is in the midah of desire. And the cure for this is to elevate the midah of desire to Hashem. By pouring out our heart to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, bechinis lecha elikai chukasi, and with the concept of, as David HaMelech says, to you Hashem is my desire, lecha cheshki ve'avasi. And these are actually the words of David Ezra. I thought he was referring to the pasuk in Tehillim. To you Hashem is my desire, lecha cheshki ve'avasi. In you is my desire and my love. So that the person has the ability to elevate his desire and to desire kedusha, to desire holiness and godliness.
Is that to desire Torah, or is that to take what you desire in a physical, let's say, just for example, BMW, and make it holy?
No, that's not what he's referring to.
Good plan. I like that part.
He's referring now to desire spirituality.
So it's not
sell your BMW and give the money to the shul.
It's not to take that physical
desire. No, that's not what he's talking about. That's a different element.
Oh, that's different.
But no, he's talking about the person should. I'd use the word simply. It's not so simple. A person should use his midah of desire to desire closeness to Hashem. Through any medium that brings him there.
Just push
your God into your GPS and see where it gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
God, if you'll sell one of your two motorcycles, then you could donate money to the shul. Then it's.
That's different.
But if you don't.
Uchamamar balbeis avrom tzchisikin aleinu al aposuk. As the Beis Avraham says on the Pasuk, Hashem Elikai Shivati Alecha Vatir Poeini. Hashem, my God, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem, my God, I have called out to you and you have cured me. Says the Slonim Rebbe, the Beis Avraham, Etzem Adobo Sheshivati Alecha Hu Kvar Refuah. The Dovah HaMelech is saying, Hashem, my God, I have called out to you, and that itself is my cure. The fact that I'm calling out to you, that I desire you, is the cure for what otherwise would have been my desire. That instead of compromising my nefesh and my flesh with other desires, mikayim tzamalacha nafshi kamalacha basari, instead I am observing, my soul thirsts to you and my flesh goes out to you, to the point that the person's heart and his flesh will be joyous to the living God. It's also an excerpt of the Shabbos Zmiris. And instead of a person's averis being engraved on his bones, instead he observes that all my bones will say Hashem Yichamaycha, Hashem, who is like you.
וכנגד לקוסוי מראשי ועד רגלו, וקיים כל עין לכל תצפה, instead of allowing the Yetzirah to afflict him from head to toe, instead the person observes kol ayin l'chotetape, that every eye looks out to you, v'chol berach l'chosichra, and every knee bows down to you, v'chol kaima l'vanecha tishtachva, and what's the word? Every standing being prostrates themselves. And all intestines and kidneys will sing to your name. To the point that the person purifies all of his character traits and his nature and his desires to Hashem. Because by pouring out his heart like water to Hashem, he's able to cleanse his body from any type of spiritual filth. What prayer needs to be is immersing oneself in a holy fire. Then even what he's referring to here is the halacha is that when you're going to kasher a vessel, you have to kasher it the same way it was used. So a vessel that was used to cook treif, right? So you have to boil it. Pour boiling water on it. It was used with boiling water, you got it kosher with boiling water. A grill, you can't kosher with boiling water because it wasn't used with water, it was used directly on the fire. The only way you could kosher it is by putting it in fire. So he's saying that when the person has trafed himself with the fire of the Yetzirah, the only way to kosher himself was with the fire of tefillah. Is with a burning fire of desire to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. V'achin nitar mekol sig of gam, to the point that the person is purified from any type of fault or compromise. Mushim kach, and therefore v'doydes elu in these generations shavidim and eskala klum and esgashmu, that the atmosphere has been compromised. In etza trufa. There is no other Eitza. There is no other tactic. I feel like they Torah Masim Tovim. Even Torah, learning Torah, and good deeds cannot accomplish. Ella Kasha Yeshimah and Tefillah. Only if there is Tefillah along with them. Shal Yoda Yita Gover. Through Tefillah, a person can be purified. Vezu Bechinas Machemas Ayetzer Bemuvin Chiyuvi Sha'ekin Atshukai Sarois. This is the battle against the Yetzirah. This is our active battle against the Yetzirah, because this uproots all of the evil desires, and it transforms them into a holy desire of tefillah.